Blog Talk Radio.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be Amen. Let the church say Amen. Let the church say Amen. Let the church say Amen. God has spoken. So let the church say Amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say Amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say Amen. God has spoken, so let the church say Amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church say Amen. No, thank you, Lord. God has spoken, so let the church say
everybody.
Church.
the church say, let the church say, amen. Oh, I need you to say it when you dream about to die, knowing that God is not a man, he just can't lie. In spite of what the devil does,
grandmother's house. Mamie Stiffbaldwin. Mama is what we called her. And I can remember on Sunday mornings, if you were in Mama's house, you had to get up for Sunday morning prayer. And come to think of it, if you were in my mama's house, today, on Sunday morning, you got to get up for Sunday morning prayer. And my grandmother knew how to pray. But she had a lot of grandsons. And oftentimes she couldn't think of our names, and sometimes she would just call us all Bubba. And I got some of my first cousins in here and my brothers in here witness to that. But it was something about when Mama got down on her knees to pray for us, she could remember all of our names. There was nothing like that Sunday morning devotion then. And today we want to remember how Mama used to pray for us. Come on, choir, help me say it. I still hear.
I'm a prayer.
Can I get a witness in the building? still hear Mama pray.
Might not been your father to pray with you, brother. Might not have been your husband to pray with you, brother, but somebody took a little time out one day, Reverend, and said, I'm going to lift Reverend up. You probably didn't even know it, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. People are praying for us right now. So I don't know what you're
nah.
I don't know who you're putting your hope in. Prophet that you got it in the Lord. But let me tell you something.
Yes.
There are some things that you and I and the people of God going to go through that God, hey, he haven't called them off surprise. They thought Corona did it. They called it COVID-19. No, I have never in my life, I'm a young man, though. I guess I ain't lived long enough to know. But just a little short time, I've been here 55 years, have never seen the economy shut down. They even shut the church down. Don't tell me if God ain't trying to give people attention. He released it a little
yeah.
bit, let you get out there. Now people can stretch a little bit, Reverend. They can move around a little bit, Reverend. Somebody was praying when gas price went up. Hey, might disrespect you, Reverend. But, man, I went to the pump.
Yeah.
Sometimes I looked in, I got 20. I said, man, I got to make it all the way, Reverend. So I put it in there anyway with faith. I know God is there.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Sir.
I don't know if you got beans on your table. I don't know if you got rice and bread there. I don't know what you got in your pantry, but I do know what you can have in your heart. Hey, if you put it in his master hand, he can make, hey, you, I remember time, I didn't know we was that poor, Reverend. I didn't know we was that poor. We used to get that government cheese. That was a meal, bro.
Yes, sir.
I remember mayonnaise.
Yes, sir.
I remember mayonnaise sandwich, sugar sandwiches, syrup sandwiches. Man,
come on,
I didn't know. You know, Reverend, I can look out in my garage now and look at hit the on two or three different cars, man. I didn't have them kind of
yeah,
options
yeah.
before, man. I know God will make a way. I'm telling you,
yes,
Reverend, he'll move in your life. Somebody said, man, you talk about tangible things. Well, watch this here. He delivered me. It was prayer,
mm-hmm.
man. Deliver me, because mother prayed. I had a mother to pray. I can't speak for everybody. Your God be your God. And let me tell you something. It didn't exempt me for getting in trouble. I went to the penitentiary two times. You know, so, hey, Reverend, you know what she said? She said, boy,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what I've done. I don't know what I've done, but you keep doing what you're doing. I told her, mother, you ain't did nothing. You did everything right. It was my choice. That's what I told her. And I had to pay for it, Reverend. I had to pay for it.
Yeah.
Us, too. And, this,
yeah.
and she had a nerve to pray one time, Reverend. And I remember last time I went, Reverend, she had the audacity. This is my mother now and my angel. They had the audacity to pray for me, right? So I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to the courtroom, Reverend. Reverend, I feel like I'm going to do a bid. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about, a bid. I feel like I'm going to do a little
bid,
right?
Come on, man.
So, Reverend, they're praying hard, man. You remember how Paul and who was that? Silas locked up in jail and the church
yes,
was praying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, you don't hear me, man. And they said the jailhouse.
I hear you.
They said the satyr was at the gate and it fell down there because God came in. Don't tell me what
mm-hmm.
God won't do. Wait, Reverend, I sit there, man. I told mother how long I'm going to be. And she was there, thank you, Jesus. I said, yeah, what did you just have? What I just told you? And I told her, Reverend, that's what I told her, Reverend. Did you hear what I just
yeah.
told you? She said, yeah, I heard you, boy. That's what she told you.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I heard you, boy. And, you know, she told me, Reverend, she said, we pray for you to have that kind of the same identical time, Doc. She said, pray
wow.
for it. And she, you know, she told me, she said, you weren't going to quit, Eric. You weren't going to quit.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you weren't going to quit. So I did like this. Here. We pray for you to stay in there, and look what happened. To say the day.
Mm-hmm.
I can say the day I'm living on mother's prayer. I've been persevering. Had a man tell me one day, said recently, he said, man, you've been the same ever since I met you, man. I said, boy, it's my mother's prayer. I can still hear when I want to do mischief, when I want to do stuff bad, when my mind gets to think about some stupid stuff. I can hear mother's prayer, man. I pray for you so you won't go that route. I can hear it, Reverend.
Yeah.
Like the gospel says, Reverend. I hear my father when
Thank
we got a
love.
Connection. The one, my blood father, the one who birthed me, gave my mother the sperm. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The one that carried me, I don't know where. He was, all my life, he never gave me nothing that I know of, right? But Reverend, one day I had to go with him one day before he died. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit. And take him, he had cancer, right? He had a big old, you know how men get that prostate cancer, and he can urinate, right? And they took him and put him in this, I guess it's like an MRI. I'm testifying, y'all. Just like an MRI, you know. And I took him there, man. I'm trying to get a relationship with him. I didn't have one with him. And
right.
he looked at me, man. Before he went in there, he said, son, pray for me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The man left me and my
mm-hmm.
mother and my siblings. looked at me and tell me, and I had it in my heart because I've been changed, man, and I prayed with you. You know what God did, Reverend. What did he do, Reverend? He removed that cancer. I know him right about
yes,
it. He went to that man. Was so happy, man. They look at the screen. They look at it ain't there no more because God is in the being. So tell me what, man,
yeah.
You say one thing. If you put it in the hands of the Lord, God can move some things. So I'm coming to you this morning. Hey, you get a relationship with him. He might not move like you want to move because sometimes God got to teach us a lesson for the things we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how many scriptures you know. I don't care how many times you pray to him. If you did something, you got to pay for what you do. I didn't understand that the mama told me that. I still had to go through. But it was a lesson in that, Reverend. Now I can stand.
Amen.
And tell you, it was me, oh Lord. And the need
yeah.
of a blessing. And he came in.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
on time. Yeah, he carried me through it. I seen people get raped, man. I seen people get knocked out, man. I seen people get stolen and stuff. I seen people get killed in there, man. And I'm here today to tell you, I live because of grace. I live because of the love of God. Don't tell me what God won't do. Tell me what I can do
yeah.
for you, God, because he already done it for me. Oh, he done it over 2,000 years ago. Let me stop right here because I'm going to stop right here. You know where I want you to bring in? You know where I'm at? I'm on a location, like, well, Reverend, if you got the prayer, if you need some prayer, Reverend, will you pray for us, Reverend?
Yeah.
Hit the one button if you want some prayer. Yeah. If you want God to do something in your life, but I'm going to tell you something. Well, I'm going to mean this from my heart. This is good teaching here. Might not be no good preaching, but boy, if you want God to move something, you better do this here. Don't be arrogant. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be like the people talking about, if it be your will, Lord. Hey,
yeah.
If it be your will, but whatever's in your will, Lord, give me strength. Oh, you didn't hear what I just said, Reverend. Whatever's in your will, give me strength. If it's family, watch it, Reverend. If you move some things, sometimes God got to make you be still for a minute before he can move in your life. Some of us moving too fast, Reverend. We're trying to please everybody, man, and not God. Help me with that long day, bro. I'm going to try to be quiet for a little second, dude. Just a second. Dude. Come on with it, Reverend. Help me a little bit. I can't get that boy, Reverend.
Yes,
you got it?
Yes, sir.
It
I got
just
it,
be
brother.
Me and you on here, man. We pray for each other, nobody
yes,
else.
I got it. Praise the Lord. I got it. Hallelujah.
Okay, man.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Reverend.
You know, if you talk to God, and that's what that prayer is. If you talk to God, see, he knows you. Open up and tell him, oh, hallelujah. Confess unto him what you need. It's not something. It's me, Lord, standing in need of prayer. Oh, hallelujah.
Reverend, you Reverend, let me talk to you, Reverend. Let me talk to you, Reverend. Maybe, watch this here, Reverend. Reverend, you were laying on the ground at one time. You were laying there, your lungs punctured, and you can't breathe. And matter of fact, blood all in it, you know. And you want to sit here and tell me he won't do it, Reverend. What he do it, Reverend? When he move that man.
Every time.
When he breathe in your nostril, Doc.
Yes,
you heard that man say
yes,
that. He said, you were laying in your bed, in the bed when you're cooling board. You were laying in the seat, it wasn't your whining seat. It wasn't time for your leave.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about that prayer, Reverend.
Yes,
tell me about that prayer, Reverend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Look out. More than one. Praise the Lord. God bless me. Blood. God bless me. God lifted me. He raised me. Oh, hallelujah. Situation, look at them. Praise the Lord. On my way to work, I had an accident. But, you know, before that accident, you know what the Lord told me? I was getting off the freeway on my motorcycle. And told me, a voice whispered to me, put on my helmet. Put on my helmet. Lord have mercy, not knowing what was I was down the street and around the corner from my job. So, put on the helmet. Sitting there at the light. and taking off from the light, a car came over on me and had to swerve around it. And in that swerving, I hit the curb. Oh, Lord, because the street bit and the car came on the overside. I was trying to dodge the car and hit the curb. And my body was like a, you seen them pinball machines? I bounced off of I hit the curb, flew off the bike, bounced off of a tree and hit a sign. Not with the bike, but with my body. Bruised aorta to my heart. C4 cracked in my neck.
My.
Four bruised and collapsed. Lung one punctured and filling up in blood, suffocating and drowning in my own blood, and being
my
clavicle in my left shoulder, which the Lord uses even to this day. And so when that shoulder start to shake like it is now, I believe that Lord is still reminding me that he healed me.
Lord,
the Holy Spirit as he shakes it sometime. But that's the same shoulder that doctors say, and many say that very few people that breaks that and live, because it's such a hard bone, that clavicle bone.
Come on now.
But God did it. God did it. I was laying in parking hospital. And when I able to raise arms and had, they told my family had a 50% chance of making it through the night.
Come on now. Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord. Yes, sir. But my pastor and his son made it their way.
Oh, help us, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Help us, Lord. Lord.
And walked in the room.
Lord.
And
help
we
us,
start
Lord.
Praising the Lord, because he did not know. He did not know, baby, came praying. He did not know that I wasn't able to raise. Hallelujah. My arm, but my wife started to praise the Lord. We walked in and started praising. I raised that arm to God that I hadn't been able to raise. And it was joy in the room that they prayed. And then after the doctor, a month or so went by, and after the doctors examined them, things, oh, hallelujah, that God changed the x-ray. Oh, hallelujah. That they couldn't believe it right before their eyes. They couldn't believe that this stuff was broken. They took the neck brace off there and they examined it. They said they thought they made a mistake. But God had healed my neck. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Heal my neck. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. My ribs that was broken and bruised and that went into my lungs. He healed that as well. Thank you, Jesus. You wonder why it's so easy for me to give him praise, because I think about the goodness and his mercy that he has shown up on me. Hallelujah. It is easy for me. Hallelujah. It's easy for me. Hallelujah. To get excited about his goodness. It's easy for me to be joyful when I'm obedient. Hallelujah. Because I know obedience brings blessings.
Hallelujah.
And it also allow his spirit to come and dwell with us when we're obedient. Let me go beyond that lip service and start to show him. Hallelujah, that we love him not with our mouths, but we love him with our hearts.
Yellow.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yellow.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
My.
And I bring you up today. I'll bring you up today. Oh, hallelujah. 2020. You know, even with that, my lungs real sensitive. Oh, hallelujah. See, because when I was born a twin. Twin that was, he was more healthier, but God took him.
Lord, help us, Lord.
a little less than a year, but I live with asthma. So anything you took from lungs was dangerous for me. So and then I had an accident, made it more sensitive. And then just a year, a little more than a year ago, had COVID for the second time, and before that, had COVID for the first time. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah,
God bless Brother Dexter and myself. We had it at the same time. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
And God had a plan for both of us. Oh, hallelujah. I remember it like it was yesterday. And oh, hallelujah. The Lord is awesome. I seen myself going back to church, but it wasn't walking, Rembrandt. I seen the casket, Rembrandt. But
Oh God,
I see, man, God is real supernatural. I see it, but God allowed prayer. He heard our prayer, just like He heard our prayer for Brother Dixon. But He had a different plan. He wanted to draw him nigh unto himself into eternal rest. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You tell me you can't
Reverend,
praise the Lord.
Hey, Reverend.
I told my brother in text this morning, I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Yes, sir.
I feel joy this morning
that
the world can't give.
Yes, sir.
The world ain't giving,
sir.
And it's true. They can't take it away. I feel
yes,
good.
Sir.
I woke up feeling
yes,
good
sir.
This morning. I get on, and my brother's praising
yes,
the Lord. That's why I tell friends all the time. You all just tell God thank you
yes,
just because. You know, you listen,
yes,
just because you all
yes,
tell him thank you. Because he's been
yes,
so
sir.
Good. He does things better than you even know. He did it.
Yes,
my brother can't stop praising God this morning. He said
yes,
he was a twin. He didn't fare well. He was a twin.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord. You ought to wake
D,
up,
you know what,
God.
You know
thank
what,
you.
Brother D. You know what? God just dropped him a little spirit, man. I know people say, Jesus Christ. You know, God just dropped him a spirit just like that.
Uh-huh.
He said, he told a group of people.
My God.
This is what he told them. He said, just walk around it. he said, just walk around it. You know what I'm talking about?
Just walk
they
around.
They walk around one time. He said, walk around again, man.
Keep going. Keep going again.
Walk around again, man.
Yes,
come when you want it. He's an old-time God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sometimes your delay calls you to think. I mean, sometimes you think the delay is that he forgot. No, brother, sometimes you need to know. That's why you got to talk to God. Lord, I know you hear my prayer. Lord, give me some strength. Give me some strength, Lord. It's been 10 years, Lord. Give me some strength. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Some of that stuff he might let us go home with. Oh, yeah, some of that stuff he might let us put a new arm on. You might have to go home with this old thing. Your neck hurt. Your back hurt. Your feet can't move. Your eyes can't focus. Like, some of the things we about to go home with, Doug. Because one day,
some of that stuff he letting you know he on his way with. You praying for the removal. He letting you know I'm on my way.
Reverend.
Yes, sir. I'm on my way.
Reverend Henry. God left some there. He still got it there. But God gave him something to sustain.
Can't stop
praising.
Yes, he did.
Well, I know one thing, Brother D and Reverend Henry. We ain't the only one have a testimony. I know we ain't the only one that's been through some and God ain't brought us through, you know. I know we
not.
Come and get a witness. Come and get somebody to hit the one button. You know, if it don't be up there, Reverend and Brother D, you know, we're on with it. We'll keep on going.
I was sitting up here this morning, and Reverend Cheatham crossed my mind. I heard Reverend Cheatham tell a story once. He said that they went out. A tornado had came through the town, and they picked up these dead bodies. And he was one of them dead bodies they picked up. And they picked them up so fast that so many people was thrown up against trees and cars and flipped over. Rooftop blown up home. They didn't have time to investigate the body. They just piled him up in the room. And then they piled him up. They pushed him off in the room for dead. He said they went back out to get the whole body. And when they came back the second time with the body, he said he was sitting up on the end of the bed. Him and Jesus was having a little talk. Won't God do it? They didn't push him in the room for dead. He said, but him and Jesus were having a little talk. They were having a talk with my dad. If you only knew what he'll do, you wouldn't wait. You wouldn't pass up this opportunity to come on and tell God, Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you for what you've already done in my life. You wouldn't pass it up if you knew like I know. God has been so good to us. There was an opportunity right here. I could have been dead and gone.
Yes,
I was out there in the streets wild and now real bad, doing all wrong. We're trying to do right. Knew right and what he tried to do right. Young man coming in the store one night, they fought me in the store. They said, come on, D. I said, man, I ain't D. And I've been called D all my life for as long as I can remember. I've been called D. And each time they run up behind me and stalling me, they said, D, man, I said, man, I ain't D. It was nothing but the grace of God shining down on me that allowed me to say, I'm not D. Any other time, I said, yeah, man, what's happening? And as I went in the restaurant next door to the store, I walked in, and normally she, Lynette Rucker, would have said, what you want? What can I get for you? She didn't call my name. She just looked at me. The guy came up behind me again and stopped. The guy. He said, D-Man, come on, D-Man. I said, man, I must look like somebody you know. I said, I'm not D-Man. Any other time, I'd have had that pistol with me. I didn't have my pistol. Any other time, I'd have answered to the name of D and didn't answer. As I walked out the restaurant, I saw him tug on his shirt. I knew he had something. It was nothing but the grace of God. I said, Lord, if I just get home to get mine, I'll deal with this. I ran to the lot. I walked to the lot. I started running to the house. And just as I got upstairs and grabbed my pistol, God, I'd save you. What you going back for? I sat down in my bed and started thanking God. Started thanking God for letting me make it home. I was out there in the streets wild out real. But I had present of mind to thank you for allowing me to get back home to my kids, to get back home to my wife. I could have been dead and gone. If you only knew what God has done for you, God has brought you from a mighty long way. There's no way in the world that only myself, Reverend Henry, Reverend Eric got testimonies about the goodness of my daddy. Because I knew I know he'd been good to you, Reverend. He woke you this morning.
Yes,
he allowed you to breathe his air. He allowed you to walk in his gravity. I know he's been good. You could have been dead and gone. You didn't have to be here. There's nothing you done that allows you to be here today. But God's still keeping you. A lot of us that hear our voice right now are not going to see Christmas. They're not going to see it. A lot of them looking forward to Christmas and not going to make it. My brother lost his father just last week. born on Christmas Day. But God is still shining on you. That's why I can tell you, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on him. That's why I can shed tears of joy for him, because I know he truly loves me.
Yeah.
He's been good to me. God is so good to me. God was, look here, I asked the Lord to heal my mother. Lord, don't let her suffer like this. He took her. He let her suffer. He took her home. I asked him to heal her. I said, don't let her suffer, Lord. I don't want her to look like this. So he took her home.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hurt. But God gave me just what I asked for, Rev. He gave it to me.
Yeah.
He healed her. He took her home to be with him. God is so good to man. God is so good to man. Yes, he is. I look at my little niece, my baby sister. Her middle child was laying up in a comatose state. I said, Lord, if it be that will, he took her home. Young girl, 32 years old, and Lord saw fit to take out her pain. He took her home. Didn't let her suffer. God is good to you. Even in death, you hear my brother say it all the time. This is not a bad thing. God is still being good to you.
Yeah.
And you won't come on and tell God thank you. There's going to come a day your tongue going to be glued to the roof of your mouth.
Right.
Your heart going to stop pumping blood from one vein to another. You're not going to be able to tell God thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This is why, Rev, you hear me say, I'd rather serve him and find out that he's not than to not serve him and find out that he's just what he is. He just what he said. I read once, a young man had over 450 followers with him. And he cried for his God until noonday. He said, noonday, my servant said, look, he said, God, he said, not for me, but for them that's standing by. Let them know that you are God. The Bible says that the fire burnt the ground. Forever burnt the ground. And the 450, the Bible that goes on to tell men that they ran out, cried out, he is a God. He is a God in the name of Jesus. And you won't serve God. You won't come on and tell God. I just said, thank you, Lord. Whew, thank you, Jesus. My brother, they used a motorcycle accident. But the Lord, look at him now. The Lord delivered.
Yes,
God is
thank
good.
You,
God is better to man than we could ever be to ourselves.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why you should wake up sometime. You should just wake up some morning with tears in your eyes. Just thinking about the goodness of God and what he has done for you. Your soul should just cry out.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
I
you,
just
Jesus.
Tell God,
thank
you.
Jesus.
Yes. You've been good to me.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You've
been good to me. He's so good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise
I'll tell
Lord.
You something real. I'll tell you something.
Yes,
God is so good to man. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that says it was a thorn in his side, wasn't it, real? And he asked the Lord to remove it. But God gave him
He
said, I'm not going to remove it. He said, but my grace.
My grace is sufficient. Yes, sir.
I've been asking the Lord these last couple of days to remove something from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed yesterday, I heard a voice. I heard the voice. I found myself talking back to the voice. I had been angry at it. So I found myself. It was nothing but God removing it. And you won't tell God, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, he's so good. God is so good to us. Anything you ask God for, he said he'll grant it thee according to his riches and glory. You ought to ask God to give you, to give you more. But let it be more of him. Let it be more of him. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. give thanks unto the Lord.
Yes.
For he is good.
He is
for he is mercy.
Yes, Never.
Yes, sir.
Never.
Psalms 106 and 1 says that. And guess what? Psalms 107 and 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good. For his mercy endureth forever.
Forever.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
His mercy
endureth. Let Israel say now that his mercy endureth forever. 118 and 2 and 118 and 1 say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Oh, hallelujah. His mercy endureth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You know, no found grace.
Yes, sir. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
We can find grace right now in the midst of this world that
he
ever
changed.
He was
a drunker,
real.
He was a drunker.
Come
on,
man. But he found grace. You need to give thanks for his mercy. Hallelujah. You know, our sins deserve justice. For the wages of sin, Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is what? Death. You go to work and you receive pay for your work that you've done. And some have been working in evil. Some has been working in iniquity. Oh, hallelujah. But you can find grace. You can find mercy if you come unto him.
Come unto him.
You know, but
all that I have related, I give you rest.
Yes, sir. The pay for your penalty is death, and you die. That we might live. But the gift, the latter part of that,
but the gift of life.
Praise him and thank him for the gift.
Him.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Which is the best.
Yes, sir.
Born in Bethlehem. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Born in Bethlehem. You could be born in my heart right now.
Yes, sir. Right now. Right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Right now.
Thank
right now. You can receive him right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Rev, you can receive him right now. He's standing by. He's standing by right now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on now.
Come on, brother.
I mean, when I hear y'all don't have to. But how can I claim them, man? How can I get them, man? How can I receive them?
The name
with you. How can I receive
them? He left that on record, too. He left that on record, too. See, one thing about my Lord and Savior, I found out a long time ago that he left nothing undone. He left no stone unturned. He gave you a book, real. He named it wrong.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then he gave you a chapter. He called it the 10th chapter.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's all you got to do. Just confess with your mouth. And believe in your heart that he's true to raise him from the dead. He said, that's it. Be saved. He let you know right there, all you got to do is just go live by my word, and you're saved. That's all you got to do. Believe in what I told you. And I'll say, God will.
Confess with your heart.
And you know what? That's why I love Romans 6:30 so much. He had already told you what the wages going to be. He told you what your job is, and he told you what you are doing, and then he tell you how you're going to pay. The wages of sin is there. So if you're working, I'm driving this truck every day for my wages. I get paid today. I get my wages today. But the gift of God. And it's eternal life. Now look here, real. He said, look, I'm coming back. And he says, I come back, I got my reward with me. He going to have his reward will be with me. Now, what reward will you receive? Will you receive eternal damnation or eternal life? And then he gives you choices. You know, I was listening to a preacher this morning, and as he was preaching, I thought about something he was saying. God, they asked the question, they said, why would God put the tree of knowledge, which is for good and evil, in the garden, but yet and tell them don't touch it? What? He know all, he almighty, they said, he didn't have to put the tree there. And I started thinking about my Lord and Savior. Yeah, I thought about a verse you put in the book. The verse you put in the book, I thought about it. It says, choose ye this day whom you will serve. So when I thought about that verse, I thought about what God did. God gave him choices. He gave man a choice from the beginning. From the beginning, he gave man a choice. All you got to do is my brother got a verse he loves so well. That he says, look, I'm not going to leave you in suspense. He said, out of all you do, he said, choose the blessing. Choose the blessing. See, God telling the man what to choose, and then man won't do it. He's telling you what to do, and you won't accept God. How can you let us have all this joy, and you not want any? And this song said, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. I woke up this morning and with my mind stayed on God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You ought to tell God thank you. You should be wanting to tell God thank you. In the name of Jesus, He's been good. He's been. You know, we have habits of saying He's been good. I want to break that habit. I want to get in and say Him good. Because he's still good every day of my life. Remember him good. Him good, remember him good to me. Him good. Yes, he is. God is good. God was being good, man, when he allowed Brother D, Reverend Henry, and Reverend Eric, when he allowed us to speak. God was being good. Yes, if you don't believe he was being good, look at what you got right now. Those that don't have a church home, you got a chance to hear God's word every morning. Contrary to what you believe, that's God being good to you right there. Him being good to you. Every morning, you tune in and hear a blessed word of God. And if you don't believe it does something for you, try it. If you don't believe it does something for you, I dare you to try, God. Fine. I dare you to try. As the kid said, remember when I was a kid, he said, I double dare you. I double dare you to try, God.
What's that song, Brother Dick? What did God bring? Try him. Do you?
I can't think who's singing that song. I can hear the words. Have you tried, God?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm a witness. He'll see you through.
Have you tried? I forgot the name of that song.
Have you tried? Yeah. I think that's the name. Have you tried, God? Yeah, have you tried?
Well, let's do something. Let's do something. I know there's going to be nobody part hit the one, but we had to send it. We had to send it out and ask if there's someone on the new prayer. They can get it right now. Let's pray for somebody. I'm gonna put somebody. You know, I'm gonna put this in the hat. Pray for and walk in her heart.
Amen.
I feel like that. And walk sister, in her heart. What's in her heart? Let's pray for that. I'm gonna do that. You don't do that. I'm gonna add it in there. If anybody else wants prayer, you can hit the one button. You don't even have to say what you want to do. It's good too. You can just hit it or touch and agree with it, and know how to move away. We got two powerful praying people on, and we want to take it to the world and throw it to God. But I read one time in the Word, if it hasn't changed, but I read one time in the Word,
that were there two or three. That's what he said. Touching
and agreed. Touching in my name.
He'll be there, dog. He'll be there.
I'll be there.
You know. So we want to do that.
I can promise you it hasn't changed, real. It's still the same. You know what, Ramirez? I'll go as far as tell him if you don't want to say nothing, just hit the one button anyway, and we're gonna take that as you want prayer.
Yeah,
that's it. I want to keep Brother Dog's name in there. I want to keep Brother Dog's name in prayer. Keep Brother Eric, keep Brother Eric in prayer. Brother Henry, I want to keep my brother Eric, Brother Randy. I want to keep praying for him and his family. But we know that's a true a praying family. The Bible says to pray together and speak together as a praying family. A young man said one day he was fasting and his middle son came to him and told him, he said, "Dad, I'm going to fast with you." That's a prayer I do for you. That's a prayer I do for you. Prayer will open doors for you, brothers and sisters. It'll open doors for you. Prayer will make a way out of no way for you. I promise you it will. Prayer bring back that lost child. If you let your mind wander, I believe to my soul that the father was praying, and I'm like the brother, we like to call him the prodigal son. I believe to my soul the father was praying and brought the son back home. The son said, "My father have much, and I'm down here about to eat with the souls. I'm about to eat this fly." I believe the father was praying. Prayer changes things. It changes. It changes. It changes. Yes, prayer changes. I'm going to live a witness. Prayer changes.
Mm-hmm.
A witness. My mother prayed a many days for me to come out them streets. Prayer changes things. Boy, I hear my brother say sometimes his mother told him, I'm ashamed of you. You can't be my child. Prayer changes things. Prayer bring that lost child home. If you don't want to give your name, just hit the one button anyway.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It has been extended. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It has been extended. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. If y'all don't mind, just for a moment. Hallelujah. Just for a moment. This song keeps coming back to me. Just for a short moment. In the name of Jesus.
It's prayer time. It's prayer time. It's prayer time everywhere. And we want you to know it's praying time. When we travel across the country, I see and I hear so many tragedy and trouble. I get letters in the mail. I have men and women stop me and say, "Reverend, pray for me. Pray for my son. Pray for my daughter. Pray for my husband." I've had children come and say, "Pray for my dad. He's an alcoholic. Pray for my mama. I don't know where she is. She just upped and left. Pray that the Lord will send her back home." We've got war clouds hanging over the whole world. Unemployment, pressure, tension, stress and strife. But I believe what the Bible said, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from your wicked ways, I'll forgive your sins and heal your land. I believe that. So whoever you are, and wherever you are, please don't forget to pray for me. Wherever you're praying from, pray for me. Oh, 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 oh.
Mm-hmm.
My brothers and sisters, please pray for me.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. You know, Brother D, you Reverend Brian asked for wherever ain't Martha. Martha ain't Martha. Hallelujah. And Brother D asked forever, Brother Dog. Reverend Brian, Reverend Henry, Brother Randy, he left himself off, so I'm going to add him. praying for Brother D, hallelujah, hallelujah, as we go to God in prayer. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, as we consider one another, hallelujah. Oh, Psalms 133 tells us, oh, how good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How good. Oh, hallelujah. How the whole, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Hallelujah. So we know if we get on one accord, with one purpose, one mind, one heartbeat, that God will hear our prayer, because we're on one of God, hoping for the same thing, for God to heal and bless and touch and deliver and draw us nigh unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God in heaven, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father, we come right now in the humblest way that we know how, Father God, thanking you for allowing us this great opportunity to come to you, Father, in prayer and thanksgiving and worship and love. Thanking you for your mercy and your grace, Father God, for we know if justice had been served, we know our place and where we would be. We'd be in a burning hell, but I'm so glad, Father God, you have mercy upon us, Father God. You look upon us and you be in our golden moments to roll on a little while longer. We say thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Asking you, Father, you will forgive us for sin, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Thanking you, Father God, for yet another opportunity. Our hearts are bubbling over. Hallelujah, that you allowed us to come together one more time, Father. You drawed us now. You made us remember, hallelujah, that we should give you thanks and praise for the goodness, for the things that you have done, Father God. We deserve justice, but you gave us mercy. We deserve punishment, oh, but you allow us to give you praise. We tell you thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and yet still doing. Hallelujah, that makes our hearts run to you. That makes our hearts want to please you, because you're just that good. We tell you, thank you, Lord. We claim victory right now.
now. We feel victory right now. We feel the battle's already won. We said, thank you, Lord. So we're going to give your name the praise. We're going to thank you for blessing Aunt Martha and giving us the desires of her heart, whatever she needs, spiritually, physically, financially, whatever it is, Father. We ask you to look upon her special needs and give it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We decree that it's already done, and we give you the name, the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due this day. We tell you, thank you, Lord. Oh, bless you, Brother Willie. So I'm knowing this, Brother Dog. We thank you, Father, for his life and legacy that he's doing, Father God, because of his love for you. We thank you. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor for victory in the name of Jesus, realizing that we're not what we ought to be. But we thank God that we're not what we used to be, and we see growth, and we tell you, thank you. About that victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give him, Father God, what he needs. Hallelujah. Give him, Father, what he needs. Hallelujah. You know better than we. Look upon the heart, Father God, and hallelujah. Grant the things if it be thy will in Jesus' name. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your servant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some call him Brother Eric. Some call him Reverend Brian. Some may call him uncle. Some may call him daddy. Some may call him husband. Some may know him as a child of God. Hallelujah. Standing a watchman that's standing on the wall. You know, Father God. You know what he needs, Father God. We lift him up to you right now in the name of Jesus. Take care of his special needs, Father God. As he go and stand and preach the uncompromising gospel, we ask that you go before him in the name of Jesus, that your word may have a free course, Father God. Bless him. Give him the strength to stand in the name of Jesus and stand in the midst of adversity. Stand. Hallelujah. Stand if it feels like a long. We ask you to give him the strength to stand regardless of popular opinion. We ask that you give him the strength and the fortitude to keep on standing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, give him that. Grant it, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for your will and your way and the uncompromising gospel in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Brother Randy and Father, we lift him up and his family. Give him, hallelujah, as they go through this period of bereavement. We ask you to look upon the heart and to comfort the heart and take care of their special needs. Give them strength, hallelujah, when they feel lonely, wounded, and hurt, hallelujah, because the loss of a loved one. We ask that you feel that, Father God, as you've done so many times before. Feel the hurt, hallelujah, in the heart, Father God. Feel the the misery of missing. Hallelujah. We ask that, Father, that you look upon. We know that you, when you look upon things, everything is all right. We know one look into your direction, hallelujah, makes everything well. We ask, Father, hallelujah, continue prayers and blessing flow to that family and every family that's having, oh, Father God, hurt in their heart because of the loss of a loved one, a friend, a family member. Oh, hallelujah. You know, Father God. Hallelujah. We know with your love, hallelujah, makes all the difference. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you in the name of Jesus. And we ask, Father, that you bless Brother D. Oh, hallelujah. Give him the strength that he needs, Father God. Take care of his special needs, Father God. Put your loving arms of protection around him. Hallelujah. Let him know that you love him. Let him know, hallelujah, in spite of, hallelujah, you love him. Hallelujah. You love him, Father God. We ask all for your Christians that's trying to do your will, Father God. Even Brother Tim, hallelujah. Even Sister Mary, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even all of those that try to hold up the bloodstained banner, Father, We ask that your loving arm of protection and engulf us, Father God, as it always does. We never want to take you for granted, Father, but humbly we bow before you, asking, Father, you, that you have your way. Remove the things in our lives that are displeasing, Father God, where we can be closer unto you, that we can ever lift up your name and give your name all the praise, the glory, and the honor that it deserves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we can praise you with a free spirit, that we can praise you, that we can honor you and glorify you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, for your goodness and your mercy. There's no one like you, Father God. No one like you, Father. You are our God. You are our Savior, our Creator, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, Father God. Thank you, Father, for life, liberty, and happiness. Thank you, Father God, for giving us a chance to love you. We tell you thank you. Oh, God, we tell you thank you. Hallelujah. We lift up these prayers of supplication to you. We lift them up, Father God, asking you, Father God, to reach each and every heart, Father God. You know what we need, Father God. We ask, hallelujah, in humble submission before your throne. We ask, Father God, we thank you for the victory that you granted. We feel like in our hearts everything is already done. Hallelujah. Thank you for being in attendance, Father. Thank you for listening, Father. We thank you and we love you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Our hearts are happy, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You for being God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being God. Thank you for my life. Thank you for sparing me. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for drawing me closer. Thank you for, hallelujah, all the love and compassion you've shown. I thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And bless me to be the best that I can be. Hallelujah, because you've been so good to me. Well, I thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I pray and I thank you for God. Amen, Lord.
Amen,
Lord. I thank you, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I thank you. Oh, God. Thank you, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
heart. Jesus. down. And I know he lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause he lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is enough. He won't let you down.
No way you can't praise God. It's just no way.
I heard a songwriter said one time, he said, if I can't sing, I'll hum. If I can't hum, I clap. If I can't clap my hand, I'll stomp my feet. So I'm going to praise the Lord. I heard another songwriter one time, she said, songwriter said, they don't want me to praise God in your church, so hold my muse. I'm going to praise him right here. Hold my muse. You know how good God has been to you. You know what he has done. And when you look at what God has done to you, Mary, it should give you all the signs you need to know that he's still blessing you, that he's going to keep on blessing you. He's been blessing me for a long time. He's been watching over me for a long time. He's been keeping me for a long time. And then I heard a songwriter say, my mother sang a song once, said, I'm not tired yet. See, I just dumb enough to believe that God is not tired of blessing me yet. I'm dumb enough to accept the fact that God is not tired of looking over me yet. He's still watching out for me. He's still holding me in his arms. And I just said, thank you. Every time I think about the goodness of my Lord and Savior, my soul just cries.
Well, this song here makes me feel that something's going on around here.
Ooh, Lordy, be good to me. So
there
good.
Was a woman in
yes.
the service.
Yes.
That was speaking in other tongues.
Yeah.
Praying the Spirit, Lord, your will be done. All the while that she was praying, the Spirit touched my soul. I said, let the Spirit have his way. You'll feel better tomorrow than you feel today.
Talking about. Yeah, we better get out of there for somebody really like the service.
Thank you.
I know the
feeling. What's love?
That's what we're feeling. That's what we're feeling, man. This will take you home.
Mm-hmm.
This will take you home. To be
yes,
with the Lord.
I say to my brothers.
Just sitting here.
I say to my brothers, if I don't hear from you all, just know I'm praying for you. And I'll be looking forward to seeing my brothers Monday morning. You know, church next Sunday.
ask the Lord to continue to watch over us and continue to keep us in a mighty way. God is connected to us.
You know, I'm thankful that we can all rejoice, and I know y'all feel today the same way, because it was for unto us a child is born.
Yes, sir. A king is given. Yes, sir.
Oh,
wonderful counselor.
Tell me the government shall be upon his shoulder.
On his shoulder.
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor.
Wonderful Counselor.
The Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
None of us got a message to hang up the phone after this song.
Yes, sir.
And you can't do nothing about it.
Praise the Lord.